You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It's time to catch a cheater.
Only on the Jubal Show.
Cole is on the phone today for a War of the Roses to catch a cheater, and he thinks that his girlfriend Mackenzie might be cheating. They've been together for 3 years, so we're going to see if we can help him out. Cole, what's up, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Not too bad, man. Thanks for asking.
What's going on?
My girlfriend and I, Mackenzie, we've been, like I said, for like we've been together for 3 years.
Okay.
And I think she's probably cheating on me. She takes work trips to Miami, and she's always traveled for work, but not this much. And the trips that she used to take would be for like 2 to 3 days. And now sometimes she's there for as long as like a week, sometimes a little bit longer. Right. On her last trip, I was like, oh, I'm going to surprise her and send a charcuterie board and some champagne up to her room.
Well, that's nice. That's a little charcuterie. Nice.
I love a charcuterie.
I do too.
And the hotel, I call them, and the concierge or whomever asks, what's the name they wanted on the delivery, Mackenzie or Jesse? Mm. And I have no idea who Jesse is.
Huh.
So I tried calling Mackenzie, but I couldn't get a hold of her, and she didn't end up calling me back until late the next day.
Wow.
And so, I was like, what's up? And she's like, oh no, my phone died. And then, she went out with coworkers after closing a deal. And so she said that this Jesse must have been a mistake, and she doesn't know what what I'm talking about.
The phone died thing is always seems to be very convenient, right? When the phone dies in those situations.
Meanwhile, that there's always somebody around you that has like 8 chargers in their pocket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Precisely. And every bar and every restaurant and everybody, you know what I mean? Like everybody's got a charger as well. So, it's just sketch, super sketchy.
Unless she just really wanted to detach from the moment, especially after closing a deal. But the part that I can't get over, really the sussy part, is the hotel. Who's Jesse?
Yeah. Like, there's no Jesse in our lives or that I'm aware of at work. I believe, that she would have told me about.
Mm. Yeah. And when you asked her about it, what was her mood? How'd she look? I mean, you can kind of tell when somebody's flustered.
Yeah.
Yeah, she definitely seemed like she was thrown in some ways. Okay. It's just one more box to check in terms of like it seeming like she's, she's with somebody else and she didn't know me.
Okay.
What's she like when she's home? Is she kind of just distant too? Is it just these trips?
It's kind of tough to say in the sense that like once I started suspecting it, I'm not sure if I'm just like more attuned to it, but I guess on some level she does seem a little bit more detached and just not as present. But I don't know if that's just in my head and just me being suspicious and
starting to see things.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm calling you guys.
Yeah, we'll try to figure it out for you. Now, you said a good idea to try to catch her would be to call from that hotel in Miami and offer a free couples suite vacay package for staying with us. Okay.
Absolutely.
We'll do that then. We'll play a song, come back, call her, pretend to be from that hotel and say, thanks for staying here. You're such a valued customer that we're going to give you a...
The lover's package?
Miami lover's package weekend suite thingy.
That sounds fun.
I'll add the thingy part. It'll sound official.
Okay.
But we'll figure it out. We'll play a song, come back, and call her and see if she is cheating with War of the Roses to Catch a Cheater next. Right in the middle of War of the Roses to Catch a Cheater, if you're just joining us, Cole is on the phone. He's been with his girlfriend for 3 years. Her name's Mackenzie, and now he thinks she might be cheating. Before we call her to try to catch her and see if she is cheating, I'll let Cole break it down. Cole, remind everybody what's going on.
So my girlfriend Mackenzie, she's been taking business trips down to Miami, and before they were, 2 to 3 days, now they're a lot longer. I called to surprise her with a charcuterie board and champagne to her room, and they asked me, what's the name, Mackenzie or Jesse? I have no idea who Jesse is. When I asked her about it, first off, I couldn't get a hold of her, and she ended up calling me back the next day. She said her phone died, and she was out with coworkers after closing a deal, and that this Jesse must have been a mistake, and she just doesn't know what I'm talking about.
Okay. All right, so we're going to call from that same hotel she was at in Miami. Cole, is this one where she stays at a lot?
Yeah, that's pretty much the one that she stays at all the time.
Okay, and we'll say that, for being such a valued customer, we'd love to offer her a free couple suite for the weekend. And we'll see if she believes that. And if she does, we'll ask for both names on the reservation. And we'll see if it's yours or somebody else's, okay?
Awesome.
All right, man. Here we go. I'm going to call her right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mackenzie?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Mackenzie, how are you? I'm calling from... Do you stay with us quite often?
Yeah, all the time, yeah.
Yeah. What brings you to Miami so much, if you don't mind me asking?
I have to go for work.
I'm calling today because every month we choose somebody who's been a very loyal customer who gets to win a free weekend stay with us.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
What you've won is a free weekend stay in our couple's suite. And the package does include some champagne, charcuterie boards, a couple's massage.
Oh, my God. That's so cool.
Yeah, congratulations.
I love that. That's great. I didn't even know you did that.
I will lock it in. Do you know who you would want to take with you? I just need to put them on the reservation as well. A name.
Oh, reserve, now. Okay.
Yeah, I'll put it in there just so we can. Yeah, it's that thing I got to do is kind of keep it like a placeholder thing. If something changes, we can change it, but.
Okay, yeah. So, obviously me.
Yep.
And then I would put Jesse, just the same one that's been on the reservation before.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I saw that.
What the f***? Are you serious?
Ooh. Oof.
Who's Jesse? Wait, this is Cole. Who's Jesse?
Cole? Wait a minute. What?
Mackenzie, this is the Jubal Show. It's a radio show. My name's Jubal.
I'm Nina. Hi.
And I'm Victoria.
Yep. And that's your boyfriend, Cole. We do a segment called War of the Roses to Catch a Cheater, where if you think your significant other might be cheating, we help you catch them. And that's what was going on right there.
Who's Jesse, Mackenzie?
Oh, awesome. Cole's still there?
Yeah. And I also want to know who the f*** Jesse is.
Oh, my God. Cole, this is f*** crazy. I can't believe you called the radio. I didn't even want anything. Whoa. Thanks.
You can't. Hold on a second. You told me Jesse was no. You didn't even know who Jesse was, and was a mistake. And now this.
You called me while I'm away from work, and you're just verbally assaulting me about something that I wasn't even responsible for. The hotel told you some.
Okay, verbal assaulting. That's hyperbolic bullshit. Okay, I asked you about it, and you didn't know what the hell you were. You lied to me and said, "Oh, I don't know who Jesse is." Are you serious?
I would not expect you to call like that.
Okay, well, hold on. Put yourself in my shoes, okay? And imagine that you heard that, as if you wouldn't be a little bit suspicious at all. You're just la di da di da. Oh,
I don't even think that you should have been suspicious at all. But the fact that you like jumped to suspicion so fast is what threw me off. And I didn't even like know how to answer you. And I was like, this doesn't even deserve a full answer because you're just jumping to conclusions immediately.
I just couldn't deal with it. There's another name on the room with you. Jesse? Are you like, yeah.
Yeah, and she's a girl, okay?
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
What's going on with Jessie?
She is my friend that I have down in Miami that we met for work and everything. And she and I have gotten, like, super close. And I've just been having so much fun with her. And it's just been so nice to get away and not have to think about anything else that's been going on up here. And
are you seeing Jessie now? Romantically?
No, okay. I'm not.
Okay.
So she's just a friend.
Yeah, she's just a friend. And it was just nice to have like a little thing that like was just mine that we could just like, we were going out and like we go to the beach and we'd like play volleyball and we just like pretend we were other people and just go. And so we've just gotten along so well that we've just been splitting hotel rooms. And, you know, it's just nice to be able to like have that thing that's just mine and feel like somebody else for a little bit.
I think it's great, Mackenzie, that you have a girlfriend, like a good friend. You know, I think that's important for all women to have somebody to lean on in that space. But why do you think you couldn't tell Cole?
I haven't really been feeling the best lately. And Cole knows that is the problem. And I just wanted something that was just kind of my little life that I wasn't sharing 100% right then. And it was just so nice to just have my little like Miami friendship and we could just go and be different people for a while. And
baby, look, I want you to have your own thing and your own life and stuff like that. But you have to understand, like, my reaction, I think, is actually pretty standard and pretty normal. Like, you know, for you, and I want you to be happy. Obviously, I would like me to be involved in that happiness. And I'm not saying that, like, I've got to be a part of every moment of every minute of your life, but it's somewhat confounding when you try to do something nice for someone and then like you have something like that happen. How do you think I was supposed to react? And yes, I realized I wasn't supposed to find out, but I did on some level. And that level made it seem very suspicious.
Because Jesse could totally be a guy.
Yeah, definitely.
It makes sense. But at the same time, it's like, you know, like when he came in like all accusatory and everything the first time, I just didn't feel like explaining it at that point.
Baby, like, look, we obviously need to work on our communication and that goes both ways. And I know I haven't been, you know, the best in that department as well. I'm actually very relieved knowing that this isn't some dude. By all means, like have a good time with Jesse. That I'd love to go down to Miami sometime with you, whether Jesse's involved or not. You know, that's up to you.
Sounds like he's angry.
Cole wants to play too.
It turns out I like beaches. Who knew? So, you know, I love you.
I love you too. I mean, can we just like go to like Tampa?
Not to Miami. Seems like Miami's Mackenzie's spot.
That's
there,
Cole,
but at least you know she's not cheating. So
yeah,
congratulations on that.
There you go. All right, babe. I will. I'll see you at home.
Okay. Love you.
The Jubal Show's To Catch a Cheater.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to Leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See Leesa.com for more details.